Abbey United,
Killarney United,
Arrowhire,
Ahana Celtic,
Ballymote Celtic,
Manor Rangers,
Benbulben FC,
Yates United,
Dromore Villa,
Carrick Town,
Boyle Celtic,
Gurcheen Celtic,
St John's,
Valley Rovers,
Ballygawley Celtic,
Pollery Bowls,
Eel Tubber,
Dan Celtic,
Ballacadair United,
Merville United,
Kilglass Enniscrone United.
This is Youth Soccer on Ocean FM!
The under 12, under 14, under 16, under 18 local leagues in Sligo Leitrim may be drawing to a close on the cups and shields, but they're the big showpiece representative competitions about to crank into full gear over the next week or two. And Tina Byrne is here to tee it all up for us. Hiya, Tina.
Hi, Austin. How are you?
I'm good. Gaynor Cup, Kennedy Cup, we're ready to go.
Yeah, first on the agenda is the Gaynor Cup. It's starting on Tuesday, day after tomorrow. So the entourage, it sounds kind of posh, we'll all be travelling down on Tuesday. And it's kind of straight into it then. Sligo Leitrim are in Group 3 with Wexford, Carlow, Inishowen and Donegal. And their first game will be on Tuesday versus Carlow at 4 p.m. So obviously the team will get there, get settled in, get their game briefing. They have another game then on Wednesday against Donegal at 4 p.m. And then on Thursday, they have two games, Wexford at midday and Inishowen at 4 p.m. And that will determine then the rest of the week, because the tournament actually goes from Tuesday to Saturday, given the fact that tomorrow is a bank holiday. So I suppose a lot of preparation has gone into it. And I noticed myself from it being involved over the years that the preparation seems to intensify and get more, I won't say competitive, but it's very professionally run, and lots of training preparation, lots of trials to narrow the invited players down. So they travel with a representative of the panel, requires 20. So we have representatives from Manor Hamilton Rangers, Boyle Celtic, Rail Tubber, Arrow Harps, Strand Celtic, Ballacadair United, Valley Rovers, Ballymote Celtic and Yates United. So I guess, you know, lots of challenge games, lots of friendlies. It's all about, I suppose, getting match fit and getting aware. And the more different teams you can play against, it gives you a better idea. The girls were in playing, they were invited in to Sligo Rovers, and I just saw on one of the social media pages that Steve Feeney has wished this team well. So obviously, he's looking out for some future stars on that team. And I think I read a quote from, I think it was a Sligo hurling manager who said something like, I think it was under 17s. You can correct me now if I'm wrong, Austin. He said the future bodes well. So obviously he has, you know, he's been thinking like I am when you have the stream of players coming through at under 14, you know, and you know, that sort of creates the supply chain for the senior teams. So all I can say from knowing the team and the prep that Neil and Mark have put in, the future definitely bodes well. So on behalf of the league and all the other teams, I just want to wish the squad all the best in Limerick. And tournament football can be very different than any other type of football, as you know, because, you know, it's all about how you perform on the day and the luck of the draw. You might have a team hammered into their goals. They might just get one break, one chance on goal and score, and that's the way it goes. But again, it's a hugely enjoyable week, and hopefully they'll go well. So then the laundry will only be dry at the weekend when the Kennedy Cup squad head off. Their tournament is on from the 13th to the 17th, so that's the following week, also in the University of Limerick. And they've been doing some serious prep as well. They travelled. They went in to play the Sligo Rovers under 14 Academy. And again, a fantastic step up for them, because that gives them an idea of a competition. And again, it's not about the results or anything like that, but it's about pitching yourself against the best. Now, in the Kennedy Cup, Sligo Leitrim are in Group 8 and they're in with Limerick District, Limerick County, the NECSL, which is the North East. And so there's four teams in that, and Sligo Leitrim is the fourth team. So again, there'll be lots of information on our social media pages, Facebook pages, all that, Twitter, just to give you an idea how the week is going and how they're getting on. So I'll cover the Kennedy Cup maybe a little bit more next weekend, you know, just to give an idea of whatever, and then we'll see how they get on, and I'll obviously be filling everybody in on the Gainer competition. So the Gainer is this week, travelling. Tuesday competition starts, and the finals and all that are on Saturday, and the Kennedy Cup then go down, I think, on Monday, and they'll be going kind of like Monday to Friday. That's the competition days.
And for some of our young footballers from this neck of the wood, these are sporting experiences that they'll remember for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely, and I think I may have said last week that the likes of Robbie Keane, lots of the players that would have featured on, say, Irish teams and some on League of Ireland teams, you know, a lot of them would have competed in the Kennedy Cup and the Gainer Cups over the years. So particularly the Kennedy Cup has been going on for quite a long time. So if you did Google famous players who participated, you would come up with the likes of Robbie Keane and lots of, and you know, I'm sure if you spoke to him, he might say, "Oh, we didn't do that well at all in the Kennedy Cup." But you can see it's a lot of players will shine. So it's not necessarily that if you lose, then it's deemed that you're no good, because a lot of players are spotted at this competition. So they're always looking for good players. And from being down myself over the years for a day here and a day there, you know, Some of the players at that age group, they're unbelievable, like skill and awareness and football brain and doing the simple things right. I mean, I think that's what all kind of coaches look for. The flares and all that, the flary stuff is fantastic, but I think the simplicity of doing the simple things right, is always ticks a box on a potential scout or a coach's thing. So it's exciting for both teams, and I think for all the people who've worked really hard in the background, you know, getting things organised, getting funding organised, getting all that organised, it's exciting. And if you have an offspring participating, a lot of parents will travel down maybe a day or two, or some of them go down for longer, and hopefully when the weather is good, there's copious amounts of ice cream eaten by usually the spectators, of which I'm usually one of them, and good football. So let's hope it goes well. So really, I suppose the season, pretty much the domestic season for us, is pretty much complete. In fact, it is complete, and now we're on to these two national competitions, and then it'll be sort of summer break, and our AGM then is being held in July. The clubs will obviously have got their notifications for that, and I suppose that's the wheel turns and goes full circle, and we'll be back again.
And you can head to the beach for the summer, Tina.
I think I'll head to the mountains, so I'll have no phone coverage, nobody will be able to find me or whatever. But yeah, look, we'll keep going, and best of luck to everybody involved in both competitions.
And a reminder, we will have radio updates on the Gainer Cup progress of the Sligo Leitrim and Donegal representatives during the weekday bulletins here on Ocean FM from Tuesday lunchtime onwards. Good luck to all those competing or just going down to support over the coming days. Tina Byrne, thank you very much.
Thank you, Austin.
Abbey United,
Killarney United,
Arrowheart,
Ahana Celtic,
Ballymote Celtic,
Manor Rangers,
Benbulbin FC,
Yates United,
Dromore Villa,
Carrick Town,
Boyle Celtic,
Gurcheen Celtic,
St John's,
Valley Rovers,
Ballygawley Celtic, Pollery
Bowes, Eel Tober,
Dan Celtic,
Ballacadair United,
Merville United,
Kilglass, Enniscrone United.
This is Youth Soccer on Ocean FM.